emergency obstetric care. Obstetric emergencies are not predictable, therefore adequate delivery care is dependent on the availability of highly skilled staff. Emergency obstetric care can only be provided through investment in training, staff, and equipment which are not available in home deliveries. Note reference 30. Based on the updated emergency obstetric care guidelines in 2009, the current recommendation is to have at least 5 emergency obstetric care facilities, including at least 1 comprehensive facility, per 500,000 population. Note reference 31. In order to prevent maternal deaths, basic and comprehensive MIC must be available to women who need them. The UN guidelines divide health facilities into 2 groups, basic MIC facilities and comprehensive MIC facilities. Basic MIC facilities include administering antibiotics, uterotonic drugs, and anticonvulsants for preeclampsia and eclampsia, and performing manual placenta removal, removal of retained products, assisted vaginal delivery, and basic neonatal resuscitation. In addition to the above mentioned basic functions, comprehensive MIC facilities include cesarean section and blood transfusion. MIC services are inadequate in Asia. The availability, utilization, and quality of emergency obstetric care services were evaluated using the UN process indicators in more than 40 countries between 1999 and 2003. The results showed that 63% to 87% of designated basic emergency obstetric care services were not fully functional in countries surveyed in South Asia. Note reference 32. Factors contributing to lack of utilization of MIC facilities include out-of-pocket expenditure for women and their families, non-functional referral system, distance, and non-equitable distribution of. Page 13. Health facilities. Note reference 33. In addition, limited human resources, lack of transportation facilities, and lack of blood transfusion facilities impede the effective functioning of MIC services. Meanwhile, in Lao PDR where an assessment of MIC services was carried out across 3 provinces, results indicated that only 14 out of 30 hospitals were providing MIC services. 9 out of these were basic and the other 5 were comprehensive. Note reference 34. These services rank below the UN recommended MIC facilities. It is worthwhile to know that out of the 9 basic MIC services, 6 were in a province that had an existing hydroelectric project, which is required by the government to use income generated by the project to fund the Lao National Growth and Poverty Eradication Strategy. This has resulted in the upgrade of basic infrastructure targeting the poor and has focused on increasing road access and developing new health facilities. However, the rest of the studied health facilities did not have the infrastructure to perform surgery and provide blood transfusions due to budgetary constraints. Although governments have been showing an increasing priority towards women's health, these efforts are often thwarted in several regions due to the lack of adequate transport options for women to seek emergency obstetric care services. This often forces them to deliver either at home or at marginally equipped facilities. Universal access to MIC services also needs to take into account the need to strengthen procurement and distribution chains for basic drugs and equipment, an improvement in the skills of health service providers to provide MIC services. Efforts around task shifting can be seriously considered in designing effective and functional MIC interventions. Legal barriers also need to be addressed to allow trained midwives to perform manual vacuum aspiration and other procedures, given the shortage of skilled medical professionals, especially in remote geographical settings. Maternal death audits have to be institutionalized and all efforts should be geared to provide universal access to quality MIC services at all levels to women who need them.